Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Gustav. Gustav remains a powerful hurricane heading quickly for the northern Gulf Coast. At this hour, the hurricane is centered about 215 miles to the south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. It's moving quickly towards the northwest at about 18 miles per hour, and that motion is expected to continue, bringing the center onshore during the day tomorrow. The storm has expanded a little bit, and tropical storm force winds now extend out more than 200 miles from the center. That means that the tropical storm conditions will arrive on the southeasternmost portion of Louisiana within the next 3 to 4 hours, and will reach the New Orleans area a few hours after midnight. About that time is when we expect hurricane force winds to reach the coast. The track for the hurricane is forecast to move, as we said, to the northwest and then potentially bend a little bit to the left or to the west around landfall, with the storm slowing somewhat as well. This will increase the chance for difficulties with rainfall and flooding over the next several days. The greatest threat in the meantime is going to be the storm surge along the coast. With the slight bend to the left expected, the hurricane warning has now been extended to just east of High Island, Texas, and runs eastward from there to the Florida-Alabama border. With the storm approaching from the southeast, we are showing now the coast of Louisiana, southeastern Louisiana here, with New Orleans in this area. We expect storm surge, as this color scheme shows, in the reds and yellows to as much as 10 feet near and just to the right of where the center crosses the coast. It could be on the order of 4 to 6 feet near the New Orleans area and on the western portion of Lake Pontchartrain. At this point, all preparations should be completed, and any additional information should be closely followed from emergency management officials. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.